With your money briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. The major U.S. averages ended mixed Friday, with the Dow Jones Industrials closing off their session lows. The Dow ended down 63 points at 25,106. The Nasdaq Composite and S&P 500 each rallied to finish on the plus side, the Nasdaq gaining 9, the S&P rising 1 point. Each index gained a fraction of a percent for the week, and the Dow is now on a 7-week winning streak. We're joined now by Wall Street Journal markets reporter Corey Drebusch. Corey, first, looking at Friday's action, the markets did stage a comeback, the Dow's fall notwithstanding.
Yes, just in the last 7 minutes of trading, the Dow went from having earlier been down about 280 points to suddenly ending just down 60 points and incredibly notching its seventh consecutive week of gains, as you mentioned.
Any particular reason for the last-minute rally?
It's hard to really prescribe anything. Obviously, nothing changed fundamentally. It could just be some optimism heading into the weekend.
Overall, where do things sit right now with financial markets? I mean, after a terrible last few months of 2018, January was a great month, but now it seems like uncertainty has resurfaced.
Yes, definitely in regards to global growth and the trade negotiations. We've seen some uncertainty with how economies other than the U.S., I mean, heading into the end of last year, there was some worries about the U.S. economy. There's definitely this feeling that that's more on track with some data that we've seen earlier this year. We've talked about that in past podcasts. But earlier this week, we saw some iffy figures and some warnings from the European Union and the Bank of England. And that just sparked some more fears about what we could be seeing in terms of growth overseas. And then, of course, in terms of the trade talks, we know that on Thursday there was commentary that came out that President Trump and she will not be meeting before the March 1st deadline. So that's not necessarily the most comforting for investors who want to see a deal met and they don't want to see 25% tariffs.
If we could pick a biggest worry right now, what would be the big worry? I mean, is the fact that earnings growth is expected to slow? Is it slowing overseas growth, or is it concerns about what you've talked about, the U.S. and China possibly not reaching a trade deal? Because, you know, it seems to me investors have talked about slowing earnings as well.
Yes, slowing earnings is probably a bigger concern than the trade deal, at least from investors I spoke with, because when you really think about what matters to stocks and to stock prices, the belief is at the end of the day, earnings are what drive stock prices higher. And right now, in the last several weeks, we've really seen, okay, we've seen earnings figures that have come out for the fourth quarter. They're beating much lowered expectations. So they're coming in better than feared. But so that's fine. Some of the stocks have gone up on that. But what really is worrisome is the guidance that a lot of these companies are giving hasn't been that great, and analysts have brought down expectations for first quarter earnings so that it looks like there could even be an earnings contraction in the first quarter. And investors I've spoken to are looking ahead and saying, you know what, not only could we see an earnings contraction in the first quarter, we could see problems in the second quarter.
Earnings recession.
And then suddenly you're in an earnings recession. And part of this is it's not that things are so dire in the U.S. I mean, remember last year this time, the comparables, it's so hard to beat because all these companies were coming out with huge boosts thanks to the corporate tax cuts that we saw. However, still, an earnings recession is an earnings recession, and that has spooked some investors.
In their guidance, their lowered guidance, have they cited these external events, trade worries, and slowing growth? It seems to me they had to have done that.
Yeah, some have cited it, although some more skeptical investors and traders say they wonder if it's just being used as an excuse.
Really? It's just the good earnings news just can't continue.
Yes. And again, I want to emphasize that it has a lot to do with being difficult to have more growth after this past year's huge numbers. So the comps are really tough to beat.
Wall Street Journal markets reporter Corey Drebusch, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Charlie.
In the upcoming week, White House trade negotiators will head to Beijing as pressure builds for the U.S. and China to reach a trade deal and head off further possible tariffs. And the clock is ticking on another possible government shutdown as a funding deadline looms at midnight February 15th. On this week's economic calendar, the Labor Department issues both the Producer and Consumer Price Index for January. We'll get 2 months' worth of reports on retail sales from the Commerce Department, the months of December and January since the agency was closed for a month due to the last shutdown. Also due this week are reports on New York manufacturing activity, industrial production, and consumer sentiment. It's another busy week for earnings. Dow Components, Cisco Systems, and Coca-Cola issue quarterly results. We'll hear from TripAdvisor, Activision Blizzard, Under Armour, Applied Materials, Yelp, NVIDIA, Canada Goose, Deere, Kraft Heinz, and PepsiCo. And not one, but two marijuana growers will report, Aurora Cannabis and Canopy Growth. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.